with the candidates for the November presidential election paying very little attention to agriculture and food policy, it might be easy for the agriculturally inclined to lose interest in the race. But a group of producer leaders said on Wednesday that they are encouraging their members to take part in the process. Speaking on a panel moderated by AgriPulse at the Farm Progress Show in Boone, Iowa, American Soybean Association Vice President Ron Moore said the lack of specifics on the candidates' ag policy stances is disappointing.
What is strange that hasn't happened in my memory of presidential campaigns, there's only one ag issue that they've really been out front in saying they're opposing TPP and they're opposed to trade and those types of things. We really don't know what their positions are on the farm bill or federal crop insurance. That hasn't been vetted, so that's different than in past, but I look at it as an opportunity because we do have agricultural people and all of our organizations that are on their advisory committee. There's an opportunity to advise them before they come out with a policy.
National Pork Producers Council President John Weber says even if the candidates aren't getting into specifics, they still appreciate the value of agriculture and rural America.
The way I look at it is the financial impact, what agriculture contributes to the U.S. economy, is staggering. And believe me, those candidates know that. And they know that it's important to support us, even though we're farmers are less than 2% of the vote out there. I think it's extremely important. And I don't think it's irrelevant because agriculture contributes a huge amount to this United States economy. And the candidates know that. They understand that. And I think we still get respect for that.
Chip Bowling is the president of the National Corn Growers Association. He says that participation in the process by NCGA members and others in agriculture is crucial.
Well, we've been fortunate enough to have, representatives for national corn and farming in general on both the Clinton campaign and the Trump campaign. We're going to have a new administration come November. We need to make sure that our voice is heard. We want to make sure that everybody in rural America goes out and votes for the person that you want to vote for, so that whatever choice that is, we hope that we have the right person in office, because things are not going to get any easier if we do nothing.
All three on the panel said they encourage their members to inform themselves and make the decision they feel would be best. Neither ASA, NPPC, nor NCGA have announced an endorsement of either Donald Trump or Hillary Clinton. Reporting for AgriPulse, I'm Spencer Chase.